you know, I may take another just 5-10 minutes just to finish up. There are some little interesting things that we're not going to get to, especially the end of the Marmokomos, a little bit of the Rapchaim and a little bit of Onus B'Yomachron. So it's too good not to say anything about. But we're really going to be in Divrei Sofrim and Afginu. We'll try to go through those quickly, and then I say move on to the next topics. So today, I want to get through the other, the first, like three-quarters of the Marmokomos that we gave. I want to finish up with that, and then we'll just have 10, 15, 20 minutes when I come back, and then Divrei Sofrim and Afginu. Okay. So, So we basically have been discussing three elements. The Umdana issue, which is a much more pragmatic element, as we know. There are ways, there are different ways to try to read people's minds as well. We've suggested that even if you're, working with Umdana, so the question of how you formulate things and, what their legal formal status is may come into it. In other words, if you want to be a strict, Umdana constructionist, in the sugya, so quoting Onus Rachmana Patre and things of that sort can still be explained, as can some distinctions in how you formulate and how you formulate the Tanai. But mostly, distinctions like that seem to belong to the world of either Tanai Milsa Akriti, as we've been explaining, and or to the world of Onus Rachmana Patre, or Onus Kamanda Ovid, or Onus Kamanda Lo Ovid, etc. And that's really what we have been examining. So again, just to highlight a little more, the connection to Umdana also challenges us to understand the relationship between two parts of the sugya as it appears in Gittin. In Gittin, this same sugya, as we know, appears, Tanai Bones, and there it's also connected to another topic. Yakir, which one? Gittin, and some of the Rishonim here make note of it as well. Yeah, Gilui Das Beget. Okay, right. The sugya in Hashaleach. So, what is Gilui Das Beget, Shmuel?
So, comes up in the case Machlokes Abaye and Rabbe. Let's say that the case exactly is basically if someone sends a shliach to give a gift to his wife, and then the shliach comes and the wife is in the middle of something, she's sewing, or she says, come back tomorrow. She doesn't, the shliach doesn't end up giving her the get. So then the shliach comes back to the husband and says, thank God that.
Whew, that was a close one.
Right. And so
Hashkacha, right?
So
like a reverse nistapcha sadeu. Yeah.
So Abaye says that it's still. It would still be a get, I guess, if he goes back tomorrow. And Rava says, no, Gilaidata, that he no longer has Das.
Okay, so the whole sugya really in Gittin is about Das in Gerush. When I, we talked a little bit when we were talking about Edi Kiyum, I mentioned that, one of the main distinctions between, well, we know in general that pragmatically a big distinction between Gittin and Kiddushin is the fact that Kiddushin is consensual. Even though we discussed earlier in the year, consensual in the sense of equal level of Das, or the Ran and the Darim, etc. Okay. But whereas Gittin Midaraisa is Bal Karcha de Isha, it's a unilateral action. And the question, on a practical level, of course, that matters. It comes up here, again, in the Ran, in Onus B'Tanai. But I think I mentioned then that this whole idea that get is Bal Karcha de Isha also may mean that the role of Das in Gerushin, defies the analogy, this is like magic. How did this get here? Wow. It follows you around wherever it is. Okay. It defies the analogy of other das. In other words, what you might say is that since the Gerushin is Bal Korcha de Isha, so, while the Kiddushin, let's say, is very much Maisa-oriented, although it has to be with das, but the focus is on that moment of the Nesinas HaTabas, or HaKesef, or HaShtar, or whatever it is, between the husband and the wife, but when it comes to Gerushin, we might look at the Maisa Gerushin as kind of implementing Das Lagarish, and therefore the earlier stages of the get, including starting from the Tzivui to create the Lishma and the Cheftashel get, going forward to Minui Shliach Laholacha, You know, and also explaining why it is that, you know, even after you've, you know, appointed a shliach la'halacha, bitul shliachus la'halacha is such a big deal and such a sensitive topic. This is my personal theory. So, because das la'garish is a particularly sensitive issue. Anyways, I'm not learning Gittin right now, but the point I want to make is that the sugya of Abaye and Rava of Gili Milsa Beget could be understood in that light. And the point is that when it comes to a get, in other words, the fact that he has withdrawn at some point his das, it's a certain irony, in other words. On the one hand, a get is more sensitive to him still being on board because maybe the das, which is Bal Korcha, right, and which is really the Koveya, you know, is really the Dovra Kores, right? And therefore, you know, any hesitation, any reticence that he has is kind of magnified. On the other hand, you might say exactly the opposite for the same reason, and that is, well, he has already expressed his das. You know, it's unlike a case of Kiddushin where everything revolves around that critical, magical moment, right, where he pops the question and then she accepts, you know, or doesn't accept his Kiddushin. In Geirushin, you know, it's all kind of, you know, follow-through from the das lagarish. Right, and therefore, maybe something has already happened, and you have to withdraw your das in a more formal way. So the whole sugya of gilui das beget, in particular, maybe something have to do specifically with gerushin, but with das legaris. But the point is that the Gemara like overlaps that issue and the issue of ones betnai in Gittin, and the question is, do they really have anything to do with each other or not? So the Rajba. Here in again in my old sheet of Mukhabetas, page 14, column 1, but you know, Alatar, basically, on the spot, the Chidush Rashba, basically discusses this question and comes to the conclusion that while, you know, there is a huge overlap between the sugya of Daitim, you know, of Gili Milsa Beget and Yesha Onus Betnai, that they're different technically as well, which justifies their being, you know, treated separately. And the way he does that, though, is in, you know, very delicate manner. What he says is, the case of Gili Milsa Beget is the question whether he wants to be Megaresh. The question of Chazed Asoi, Yesh Ones B'tnai, is the question of him maintaining his initial posture of at the time when he made the T'nai, and trying to fit in whether or not there's a, is there a Kiyum or a Bitul T'nai based on that original das. That's basically what the Rajba says. If you want to work through the Kiyum HaTanai and the Bitul HaTanai, you're talking about our sugya. If you want to talk about das legaresh at this point in time, irrespective of what he set up previously, that's a sugya of Gilui Milsa Beget. So that becomes, I think, that issue becomes magnified in light of our topic. In other words, the more we think that Geish Onus B'tanai is also about umdana and reading of minds, so that's a delicate distinction. There's still the distinction. I think that's really what the Rajba means. The Rajba says these are both about das. Just is it about the present das, or is it about, you know, working within the framework of the setup of the original das? That's a difference. If I want to say scrap, you know, forget about what I said earlier. You know, right now I don't want to go ahead with the get. That's geish. That's gili milsa begita. Right. If I want to say, you know, my initial setup, you know, is consistent with this exception because of ones, right? Omden daite, that's a sugya of yesh ones b'tanai. But according to the Rishonim who think that the sugya of yesh ones b'tanai isn't about omdena, it's really about the hagdara of kiyum or bitul atnai, you know, and ones kamanda avid, ones kamanda lo avid. We see all sorts of interesting things here. If you say that, then of course the gap is enormous, okay? Because we're not talking about, you know, technically and formally implementing the T'nai at all, right? That's what we're talking about in Yesh Onus B'tanai. We're not, you know, in the case of Gili Milsa Beget, of course we're talking about the Umdana, and maybe even the Umdana in the present. So that is an important feature of the issue and the argument. If we do take the view that T'nai Milsa Achriti is part of the equation here, I wanted to mention that also, So then the continuation of the issues that are spoken about in the continuation of the Ran and Kiddushin, as I mentioned, but I just want to be mafarik a little more, become very significant, in addition to the things that we've already talked about. So, for example, the Ran on Chafei Amud Beis and the Dapi Arif, again, the whole discussion of the Rishonim on Chafei Amud Aleph and the Dapi Arif, and then immediately after that, the Ran launches into the following discussion. Let's say you don't know, let's say there's a Tanai, and the Tanai is going to dictate whether there's a Kiddushin, and we're not sure whether or not the Tanai was completed or not. So this is a big machlokas arishonim. Kosav Ramban, shekol atnoim shumasna ima, she'im tnoim shelo bilvad, kagon shomer amenasha dabar laich l'shulton, amenasha elech l'makom ploni, im amra sisi v'hein eni odas, neman, v'en etzorech edim. V'cheinim amra lo kiyamti atnai, v'chol tnai shu tnai shela, kagon shetasi dvar ploni, hi nemenes. But if it's a tnai beino leveina, Kagon Amanasha Titanli Masayim Zuz Amanasha Tete Lach Masayim Zuz, Kal Godalamra Motsu Kamero Olivarai. So this is the policy of the Ramban. Lefikach, Bekidushin, Hinemene, Sumutar Sashuk, Begerishin, Huneman, Viasura. Venechko Olav Achronim, Bechol Tanaishu, Bekumva Se. Afilu Hutanai, Shalo Bilvad, Kagon, Adabar Laich Lishulton, In other words, there's a debate between the Ramban and other Rishonim whether we apply Motzi Mechaber or Olav Araya in a case where there's a Tanai, Bekum Va'aseh, even if the Tanai is completely Mitzido. And the Rad likes the second day, and he actually says that these Mefarshim, who say that Olav Lahavi Raya, even if it's Tola Biyado, right, but he made a Tanai, Bekum Va'aseh, the Havalei Ka'omer, Mono Hilvi Sicha, the Omer Lai, Eni Odea, Im Hilvi Sani, Im Lav, the Chenvani Al Pinkaso, Shiny. Okay. Paso Mil Takana, fine. Now, this idea that you compare an incomplete Tanai, if it's a Tanai Bekum Vaseh, to Eni Odea, Im His Chayavti, as opposed to Eni Odea, Im Praticha, basically means that the Kiyum, Hatanai, is the Ma'akev, and is the Tanai Kadum in a positive way. You need Kiyum HaTanai for the Maisa. Okay. If you were to take a purely Milsa Achriti perspective, then presumably the Ramban would make a lot more sense. Because even though it's Kumbaseh, basically the Kumbaseh is something which is attached to the Maisa, but the Maisa is dependent upon it, is contingent upon it, but it's not Eni Odea Im Hischayavti. Okay. So again, it's hard to know whether or not the, you know, issues here are about umdana or probabilities, you know, or muxakus. But certainly, it's possible that the Milsa Achriti issues that we're talking about, as we've been discussing, instead of being across the board, just like you might be mechalik between ishus and isurim, so too you might be mechalik between kumvase and sheval tase, so too you might be mechalik on between tola bedas atzmo and tola bedas shnei. So again, is that because just, you know, the lemaisa, you know, you have to do something, you know, the mukzakus is, you have to disrupt, because the sheval tasa, so it's going to happen unless otherwise. That's a difference between the kumbase and the sheval tasa, according to these Rishonim? Now, there's one debate, kumbase Mitzido, but Tola B'das Atzmo. That's Ramban and other Rishonim, and that's where you have this formulation of Eino De Mitzchayav. There's another debate, another point, and that is, what if you have Sheva Al Taisa as opposed to Kum Va'aseh? And what happens under those conditions? And there's a third issue, and that is something that he quotes in the name of the Gonim, right? If you make it Tanai, can you assume the Maisa's Chal, you know, until you know otherwise, or time-wise, do you hold things up until the Tanai is completed? Okay. So again, these are three issues, and there are more that, you know, could be understood once again in terms of how Milsa Achriti it is. Maybe the formulations dictate whether things are Milsa Achriti, or shall we say that these are just about Mukzakus and Safek etc. Okay, so that is the that's what I wanted to point out in the continuation of the Rav. In terms of the Rishonim, so we talked about Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan and the Yerushalmi and in the Gos Mamunios, Rabbi Raman Ahar, the Ran. Basically, the Ran, as we noted, seems implicitly to reject the Ra'ah and the Ritva about the distinction between Kiyum Atanai Ba'ones as opposed to either Bitul Atanai Ba'ones or Ikiyum Atanai Ba'ones. The Ran is mechalik between Gittin and Kiddushin, as we know, but it's also interesting to note that the Ra'ah implicitly and explicitly. Oh, I hope I brought the Ra'ah here. I did. Anybody have language on the Ra'ah that she can prevent us here? I don't know why I didn't. The language of the Ra'ah and Shita Mekubetzes also rejects the view of the Ran. In that, he makes it perfectly clear that there's no distinction between Gittin and Kiddushin, even though Kiddushin is Midas Shneim in a sense. Nonetheless, if you had a Tanai of Imlo Bossi, you know, Hareat Mekudeshes, according to the Ra'ah, the distinction between Imlo Bossi and Imbossi is all that we care about. We don't care about the distinction between Gittin and Kiddushin, per se. Anybody have language of the Ra'ah? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, keep it open there for a minute. So what's interesting about the the Ran and I'm just trying to point out that the Ran and the Ra'ah basically argue about two points, and there seems to be a pattern. Between them. They argue whether or not you should distinguish between Gittin and Kiddushin, and they argue whether or not you should distinguish between Kiyum Ba'ones and Ikiyum Ba'ones. Again, the Ra'ah and the Ritva seem to be taking a Maisa Ones kind of approach to the topic. But what's fascinating also is they don't say what I was suggesting for Reish Lakish and what Shai and I think that Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar means for Reish Lakish, right? Which is that, e ba or lo ba, lo kiyem ba'ones is considered to be bitul ba'ones, and therefore lo shma bitul ba'ones. Right? Everybody got that? So, and if you look very carefully, if you don't mind, Jason, just one more time. So, I mean, it's implicit already, because the whole point is that the Ra'ah is interpreting, in terms of the Maisim, not in terms of Odinah, and yet he's distinguished between Imlo Basi and Imba, right, as opposed to Gittin and Kiddushin. But if you also notice the language, he basically toys with the idea that basically we're talking about Bittul Ba'ones, and he says, well, it isn't really Bittul Ba'ones, because it might be bitul ba'ones, but at the end of the day, there's still no kiyu. Jason, you have that part?
Yeah, the last part of it.
Now, when he says leka lemeimar dechashvinan leki'ilu lo nispatel, what he's basically saying is, don't tell me that the pshat in Reish Lakish, or the pshat here, doesn't mention Reish Lakish, right, is, what we were trying to say the other day, which is that even though it looks like an e-kiyum, right, ba'ones, not a kiyum ba'ones, it's really a bitul ba'ones, and bitul ba'ones lo shma bitul, and that's a pshat in Reish Lakish. He's basically saying that is wrong. Why is it wrong? Jason? Don't say that, because at the end of the day, it's still not kiyum. Oh. So what that means is that the Ra'ah anticipated this idea, rejects it, but why does he reject it? Why does he reject it? Jason?
Why is he rejecting it?
Yeah, why not say this idea now that he figured it out? He lived a lot before we did. He figured it out. Which, good. It's good that he figured it out. It gets us, supports the idea that it's a reasonable idea. But he rejects it. So why would he reject it? The answer is because it's a huge leap. What's the leap, Josh? Exactly. He doesn't think that Tanai is so milsachriti that when you set up a kiyum atnai, that just al pidin, that translates into bitul atnai, as we noted. If you hold milsachriti, then you can perhaps make that argument. But if you don't necessarily believe in milsachriti, then that a kiyum atnai is a kiyum atnai. It's not just a lack of bitul atnai. You have no right to make the conversion. That's exactly what he's saying. And truth is, that works very well with something else, because then he goes on to say, then the Ra'ah goes on to say, even though when it comes to Gittin and Kiddushin, he doesn't think there's a distinction, correct? Unlike the Ra'ah. Even though the Kiddushin is also Bedasa Isha, he says the husband and the wife, their agreement, that doesn't, there's no difference between Gept, Kiddushin, doesn't make a difference. Right, Jason? However, he says, if you had a Tanai which was Tole Bedas, some third party, not the other protagonist, this is very important, right? What would happen then? Ploni is not the husband. He's not the wife. He's not a protagonist, right? Im yavo ploni o lo ba.
Im yavo ploni im lo yavo lo. Ela kol yecha din iskayim asnai. Avatish din iskayim itel plonis hamaisa kayam. Shein kavanasam baza.
Ooh. What do you think about that last few lines? Read it a little slowly again, the last few lines. Okay. So what is the Ra'ah telling us here? First of all, again, he's distinguishing between a third party and a second party. Right, that's important. Right? He's saying when you have a third party, so everything is oriented towards the objective action. Right? And then onsim don't matter. Correct? Which we totally understand. That's not umdana. That's also in terms of the pu'ula, because he's not a protagonist to Maisa. It's a more... Right? Okay, that's a distinction. But then he adds, and he says, and however, in a taste of Tola B'das Atzmo, when things are lacking and the Tanai does not get fulfilled, even though it also doesn't get bitold from a certain point of view, the problem is that the Das on the Maisa is Nakar L'Mafreya. So that is basically violating the prime directive of Tanai Milsachriti as a Havamina. Right? I mean, isn't the whole point of Tanai Milsachriti that the Das on the Maisa is not defined by the Tanai? Right? But the answer is, well, number one, not everybody has to agree with Tanai Milsachriti. There are other answers to those things. But it goes back to what we talked about yesterday, which is that even if you hold the yisod of Tanai Milsachriti to explain why you need Mishpatei Tanaim, there's still a question, what happens once you're mechazek the Tanai al yidei Mishpatei Tanaim? Right? Does what happen, it remains, do you say like the Rush, that it remains a Milsachriti? And as such, as a Milsachriti, right, you can always bring it down. And we're saying even more than that, and maybe therefore there's never such a thing as Kiyum Atanai. Every Kiyum Atanai translates into Bitul Atanai. Or are we saying that the Chizuk, right, hyphenates everything and makes it all one, and therefore the Das on the Tanai part and the Das on the Maisa part are one and the same? Or maybe it integrates, it makes it no longer Milsachriti. It says, you know what, Al Pidin, right, this becomes part of the Das on the Maisa. There might be some nefkamina between those two things. But that's not for now. It doesn't really matter for this issue. That's what the Ra'ah is saying. the Ra'ah is saying that that's what happens through the Tanai. And therefore, if you don't have Kiyum HaTanai, it's like Nekar Hadas Ala Maisa L'mafreya. Oh, now we really understand why he doesn't like the Bittul idea, and he only likes, he says, Kiyum, Kiyum, you need a Kiyum. Okay. So that is what I wanted to emphasize in the Ra'ah. Okay, now I want to turn our attention. Should we go up or should we stay here? You say somebody's coming here soon? We should go up.
They're coming at 1:30, so we should just go
down. They're coming. Okay. So we'll talk about Onis upstairs. Okay. If you do come upstairs, we're going to speak about Onis. You don't want to force it. Okay. I'm going to leave it here. Okay. So let's talk about. So we've talked about the Umdana issues. There's obviously more to talk about. We've talked about Tanai Mil Sakriti and some permutations of that, where you draw the line, how it gets expressed. Obviously, these are critical issues to all of Tanai. Now I want to take a couple of minutes and speak about Maisa Ba'onis. That was another one of our intersections. The background, of course, is that. You have this, fascinating discussion in the Yerushalmi, whether Onis is command to Ovid or lo Ovid, right? It means different things for Rabbi Yochanan and for Reish Lakish, depending on whether you have the Girsa that the Ran and our printed Yerushalmi have, or the Girsa of the Hagos Mamunios / Smag. But again, especially for that Girsa, it means a lot. And it raises an interesting question about whether the status of Onis in general. And then we've added in addition the fact that maybe there could be a distinction between Kumbase and Sheval Taisa, right, in either direction, right, the Mekor Chaim way or Aminadav's way. But I think both make logical, very good logical sense. And basically the question that we're asking about to Onis is a parallel, at least, to the question that that arises regarding both Misasek and Dovrishen and Miskaven, etc. It could be Bechalik between them, but they're parallel types of questions. And there'll be Nafkamina as well. That's even in situations where there'll be Nafkamina, just like there is for Misasek and Dovrishen and Miskaven. Things like Kavlei B'Darabim, let's say you do a Maisa Ba'ones, say a regular Avera Ba'ones, and you're Potter, right? So this would be an interesting question on Shabbos, let's say. You did a Malacha Ba'ones, okay? And let's assume that you're Potter. So just like there's a question about Dov Shed Miskaven, there's actually a question of Malacha and Zvicha Lugufa too, but certainly Dov Shed Miskaven, Misasek. If you think that, right, the kula happens to be a chumrah, right? Because if you hold that there is a maisa avera, but there's a patur onesh, so there's going to be a patur of kamalei b'drabah minei, because you violated, it's the equivalent of, Chizkiah's, this is the third parak topic, by the way, Chizkiah's chayv misa shogin p'turim, so chayv misa shogigin p'turim, shogig, everybody agrees, is a maisa avera. Right, it's not an onus, it's a shogeg, and not only that, but you bring a typically you bring a korban chatas because it's a maisa avera. So chayv misa shogim p'turim means you did a maisa avera, but you don't get the onesh, and therefore you have the eclipse, what I call the eclipsing part of kamalei b'drabah minei. Again, we talked about it last year. Actually, the sugya of misasek. In terms of kamalei b'drabah minei, emlak shein tzricha legufa, etc., is the sugya, the third parak, the one that we discussed actually last year when we talked about the Shrabi Kveger, the one on. It's connected to that sugya, and really also to the Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Chavvav. Okay. So, Misasek, Rav Shein, Miskavin, you have a similar question. By Ones, you did a Maisa Ba'ones, let's say Maisa Ba'ones, and your Potur, what about kamalei b'drabah minei? But in our constellation, right, the nafkamina are even more pronounced, right? You did a maisa, Ba'ones, and the question is, what about Legabe Tanai, and so on. So, there are all sorts of possible chilukim, but this is the question that we're raising. Oh. So, let's just discuss a couple of issues that seem to be dependent on that. So number one, let me just get two things I don't want to discuss right now, but I want to, you know, they should be on the list. Adama Mazik. There's a big discussion in Bava Kamma, the big Machlokas HaRishonim, the Bali Tosis, the Ramban. What about Adama Mazik Ba'ones, Ba'ones Gamor? The guy is sleeping, and when he fell asleep, nothing was there. You know, during his sleep, somebody put something near him, and, you know, he destroyed it, you know, in the middle of his sleep at night. Okay. So that's a big machlokas HaRishonim about Adam HaMazik, Ba'ones, you know, Adam Muad Li'Olam. Right? So, is that only, you know, Karav La'Ones, or really even Ones Gomer? Whole discussion, Yerushalmi, Tosas, Ramban. Ramban is in Bava Metzia. Bali Tosas are in Bava Kamma. So in part, this is seems like a good example of what we're talking about. To what extent is the Maisa Ba'ones considered to be a Maisa? But one of the things that we just as you might be Mechalik between Kuvasei and Sheval Taisa in either direction, so too you might be Mechalik between, in general, between formal actions and more physical and pragmatic actions. The idea that, you know, a maisa ba'ones, or a misasek, or a dov shenu miskaven, the idea that that would not be considered a maisa, even though it happened, obviously, and, you know, if we videoed you, we might not even be able to tell that it was ba'ones or a misasek or beinu miskaven. We'd see you doing this action, right? So, you know, what do we mean when we say that these things are not an action? It's a formal statement. It means that in order to be al pidin, considered a certain kind of an action, it has to be done, you know, with a certain awareness, with, you know, a certain volition, right? Awareness in the case of misasek. Enam miskaven is also a different kind of an awareness, and a certain element of volition, meaning choice, in the case of ones. But if we're dealing, the more we're dealing with, you know, a kind of pragmatic action, you know, with a causal focus, you know, what's the result of what happened here, not so much a focus on the formal maisa itself, the less likely we are to say that misasek or in a miskaven or ones is not a maisa. If we're dealing with actions that are, you know, quotation marks surrounded, then the idea that saying, well, that, you know, to qualify for that, it's a certain stature, for that, Ba'ones loshma maisa. So the question of Adam HaMazik possibly being, you know, again, there are two issues in Adam HaMazik. One is, are you chayiv no matter what? You know, is there any p'tur onus as a p'tur? But even if you wanted to say, well, there's no p'tur, but maybe there's no maisa, then you might ask yourself, well, you know, what is mazik? Is mazik really a maisa beira? Right? The yeshiva is learning public comment next year or not? That's the same. Or Sanhedrin, somebody said? What?
Either or. We're not sure.
Either or. Two good choices. What can you say? So, you know, how do we look at, you know, Nizkei Mamon and Adam HaMazik in general? It's a Maisa Veira. It's a lack of Shmira Sa'atzmo. It's a... the achrayos are being gorem a totza'a. So all I'm saying is, if it's based on a maisa veira, then you'd think it would be subject to the regular din of, you know, whether onus is considered a maisa, you know, a legal maisa, basically, a formal maisa, or not. If it doesn't depend on maisa veira, right, it just depends on a maisa, then, you know, how formal is this maisa? Maybe it's a pa'ula, not really what I call a maisa. Maybe it's a gram or an achrayas-oriented issue. Then we're not likely to say that onus is going to have impact, even if onus is generally hafkos maisa aveira. Similarly, another area to think about, this is actually very relevant, and that is where you have a maisa ones, but you're nen. Right? Now you can have this in some cases in arayos. We know the rule, right? The rule is that in b'sasek b'chalav b'arayos is kayev shekei nen. Question is, what does that mean and why does that work? So there's a big machlokas rishonim about that. Already 2 days in Tosis in Shabbos, and Daf Ayin Beis, and Tosis in Sanhedrin. What is it? Samech Hey, I think. Is it Samech Beis or Samech Hey? Anyways, 2 days in Tosis. Do we only say Shekei Nene in things like Chalavim Varayos? Or will we say in Misasek Shekei Nene when there's Hana, even if it's not the area of Chalavim Varayos? What difference does it make? Again, this is not our topic, just 2 seconds. When we say Shekei Nene, and therefore your Chayiv, are we saying that Hana'a is a Mitzaref? And even when you don't have a Maisavera for some formal legal reason, but if you're Nene, that's Mitzaref something to you, and that turns it into a Maisavera. Or maybe the problem is that not so much that there isn't a Maisa, but the Maisa is not Mitzuref to you, because you didn't, you didn't do it intentionally, you did it inadvertently, or unaware, or not fully aware, etc. But the second that you're Nene, that links it up to you, right? You don't have to eat supper now, or you had some other Hana'a Saguf, which is an experience, and so on. So if the idea of Shekei Nene is that it's a Mitzarev, then it's possible that it would apply not only to Misasek, but even to things like Ones. You could still be Mechalek. You could say the problem with Misasek is Tziruf. And the problem with Ones, right, is just the, the quality of the Maisa itself. And then maybe Shekei Nene wouldn't help you, even if it's that way. The other way to understand Shekei Nene is to say that it's really a din in Chalav Barayas. I mean, in Chalav Barayas, you don't really need a Maisa. In Chalav Barayas, the being Nene from Chalav Barayas itself is Aser. That's an important yesod. Then that might apply to Ones, it might apply to Misasek, it might apply to other things, but not because it has anything to do with the problem of Maisavera one way or another. In Yibum, you have this issue a little bit. Let's say you're Miyabe Menisha, Ba'ones. Right? Is that considered to be a proper Yibum? It comes up also in the Yaharig Vayavar Sugyas, which we'll discuss. But there you have to get around two issues, one which we're going to discuss in a minute, and that is whether Yaharig Vayavar topics are fair game for this issue of status of Ones. And secondly, whether when it comes to the Kumbase part, let's say, the Sheval Tasa part of Ones, of Hana, or being Nene, Ba'ones, and it's the Isha part, that's one issue. But the the Kumbase parts gets you to hold another issue, which we'll talk about when we get there, and that is the question of, whether, Ein Kishui Elamidas, to what extent that's considered to be Ones. But anyways, the question of Odo Mazik Ba'ones is one issue, the question of Chalavim Varayos is a second issue, an important one to think about. What I do want to discuss is a few other cases that I gave you Marmakomos for. Let's talk about Hilchos Tshuva for a minute. Yair? Hilchos Tshuva? What? Before we get to Avodah Zarah, what do you mean Avodah Zarah? Binevad? No, we'll get to that in a minute. Well, first, let's discuss Hilchos Tshuva itself. You did an Aveir bonus. You did, but somebody did an Aveir bonus. Okay? So what is the story there? You need Tshuva or you don't need Tshuva?
You do or don't?
I
think
you do.
I didn't do the case.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay. Avinoam?
The Rambam doesn't mention
Bonus. So in Perek Aleph, because this seems like a good issue, right? If you did a Maisa Veira, then you very possibly you have to do tshuva for a shoge, even though you don't get an ones, you have to make carbon, as we discussed. Do you have to do tshuva for an ones? Now, you might say that put it this way, if there's no Maisa Veira,
know, then it's hard to explain why you did tshuva. We'll try to come up with something. If there is a ma'isa aveira, right, you still might not have to do tshuva, because maybe tshuva doesn't depend only on ma'isa aveira. Maybe it depends on ma'isa aveira that could have been prevented, or preventable ma'isa aveiras. So it's not habatalia, but it's certainly very suggestive. In other words, I've just described how you could distinguish in either direction, but mostly we would think that if it's a ma'isa aveira, you should do tshuva, and if not, then not. So the Rambam, what did you say? Perek Aleph does not. He mentions what? Shogeg, but he doesn't mention Ones. And did you get a chance to see Pirshim Mishnayos and Yuma? Well, we'll get to Tshuva Hilchos Tefila in just a minute. Who saw the Pirshim Mishnayos? Gabi, you saw it? Jonathan?
He mentions in the list of carbonates, he said, Volzem, Abba Gertzono, Valba Ones, Harry Zapata.
Yeah.
Which, something I think, implies that you're chayav to
do. Chayav to do tshuva? Yeah. I thought you wouldn't be chayav.
It just says you're pata from a carbon, but it doesn't mean that you're chayav
to do tshuva. Oh, I always think that Rambam and Pirshim Mishnayos to be consistent with Perek Aleph, and that means that you, that there is no din of tshuva. That's what I thought. But interesting. Who says that? The new ones? I didn't look it up in the new one, actually.
Maybe I'm remembering it backwards.
I have to look up the new one, the word that they gave, right? The new version.
I actually did see it in the footnote from the new one.
Of the new one, where he quotes people saying that other way.
He quotes people trying to resolve different
stiras in the Rambam. Yeah. Oh, okay. I have to look it up. It's chata ayini maskir. I didn't look it up, but what?
I could be remembering it backwards.
Okay, no, you have a good chazaka. Okay, what about what else is there to say about tshuva? Ellie? Vidui. And do you include Ones? Katoim for Ones and Vidui? David? Either one? Do you? Jonah? What? Yeah. Right? It says bonus. So that's very interesting. How come Vidui includes Maisa Baones?
Well, it also includes a lot of things we don't actually do.
Ah, excellent. That's exactly true. That's exactly the next point I was going to make. Thank you. Meaning, what you're trying to say is, maybe Vidui is intentionally much more expansive. For example, what do you mean things we don't do? Well, number one, nobody does all those things. Yeah. Right, hopefully. Probably it's impossible to do all those things, or at least some of them, hopefully. So why are we saying all those things? That's a big discussion among the Mefarshim. Some of them say, well, it's a low plug, shalo yizbayish, who is, so we're, but really, each individual, he's really only al-chading, he's clapping, only for the, theme with the Yiddish theme. He's only for what he does, not more. Right? That's how some people explain it, some of the Mefarsh. Personally, I don't like that explanation. I think it's much more likely and more fascinating, too, to say what? Okay, that would also explain it, but that wouldn't explain help you for Ones. That's if you say, oh, it's a low plug, shalois bayish, or we want to make sure that you capture, that you cover the ones that belong to you, that you can hide for them, or that it's a din in communal vidui. Right, so none of that's going to explain Vidu. None of that's going to help you with Ones. Although those are three very good explanations. What the communal Vidui problem is only that really we have two Viduis. We have the Vidui in Silent Shmoneh Esrei, and you have Vidui in the Chazaras Hashat. And as we know, they're in different places, right? Which highlights the fact that that's a different Chalos Vidui, right? So you could say, okay, but still. There may be another idea here, though, and that is it's not just the low plugging or the tzibur part, etc. But what vidui is kind of an opportunity once you're involved in it, right? Becomes kind of like a tefillah or an avoda, in a bigger way. For example, again, mashal ma'adavar dome, right? You said, oh, but we do bigger things, right? It's not just how many we do and some of the stuff we didn't violate. In addition to that, what about the things that we violated, you know, last year, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, it's machlokas in the Gemara, whether or not you say vidui, you keep saying vidui on them. Even though you weren't chote, you never returned to them. Right? That's interesting. That sounds like more than just a wide list. It sounds like even though right now they're not on your docket, you're not being threatened by having neglected them. You know, the opportunity or the framework of vidui, you know, allows you to revisit your past, right, in a way which is constructive on Yom Kippur. But let's take it a step further. Again, this is like a pre-Yom Kippur share, so. But I really believe that. I think it's important. One of the things that we say in the vidui, right, is alachataim, and we list the, you know, the kind of karbanos that you bring, right? The chataim that you bring an olah for, the chataim that you bring a chatas for, the chataim that you bring an ashim for. That's a really strange thing. First of all, you said all those chataim that you didn't do anyway, and you already said them, right? So again, it just could be, again, I don't want to preclude the other possibilities, which people do say. Again, we want to make sure, you know, lo plug, shelo yizbayesh, you won't forget anything, you won't be too soft on yourself. So we use categories of karbanos, you know, to include even the things that we miss. The olas, the ashams, the katases, you know, the assays, etc. The assay is particularly interesting, because that's not a ma'isa aveira usually, or with just a couple of exceptions, right? It's mostly a, you know, a bitul assay. So what's this whole idea? So maybe the idea is, again, we look at categories, and we look at old chataim, and we look at things that we didn't do, because vidui, as a derech of tshuva, right, is a method to come to grips, you know, with the concept of chet. So, if that's the case, so then you wonder that, you know, even the things that you didn't do, or it's not a ma'isa aveira, but you want to list the things that you're going to be poresh from. And that you're, you know, horrified, you know, would be associated with you. It's one thing to say, you know, that onus is not a ma'isa aveira. But let's say somebody did an aveira ba'onus, there's still some, I don't know if it's a stigma, but there's certainly some sense of, you know, busha or, you know, having been tainted by being associated with it. Maybe not legally, but certainly, you know, if you're talking about richuk minachet. That's why, oh, those things from 10 years ago, right? And that's why the categories of chet are important. So it could be that the vidui just expresses something different. It's not that vidui, you know, proves that onus, you know, is considered to be a ma'isaveh. Or I'll say it in a slightly different way, because one of the suggestions I'm going to make is that this question, whether or not a ma'isa ba'onus is considered to be a mice or not. So my pet theory is that there's room to be mechalek between the maisa mitzad agavra and the maisa mitzad hachefza. In other words, it could be there's a chefza shel aveira, right? Even if there's no maisa aveira. Or, again, if you want to say it even more strongly, like with Misasek and others, there's an aveira, maybe there's even a mice, but it's not mitzurif to you. It's like a disembodied maisa aveira. What I'm saying is even if you don't want to say that, right, mitzad hachefza, there's a chefza shel aveira here. Even if it doesn't associate itself with you particularly, or as a mice of yours. This will be important, obviously, in our discussion in a couple of minutes of Ne'avad. So the point is that in the Al-Chetz, where we're distancing ourselves from chefza shel chet, not just from our own ma'isa averas, right? So then ones, right, may be appropriate. Okay. You mentioned, who mentioned, I mean, yeah, go ahead. What's that all about? Does something ba'ones? Yeah, what's the reason you have it? Tesvav Dalad? And he can't be, he can't duchen, right? He's disqualified from the CS Kapai. Okay, what's the case? Anybody have it? Go ahead.
There are kids. Coin Chargus and Nefesh, Alpish, Alpha Chuba, Loisa, Kapo, Shnemar, Yedetem, Dunn,
Milayu,
Uxiv, Rishkan, Kapechem, Gomer, the coin Chavar, Avodas Kapavim, Bain Bonis, Bain Vishkaga, Alpish, Alpha Chuba, and Nosa, Kapo.
So both of them. So you're not Nosa, Kapo, if either you're Harag or.
Just as Kovin Kapavim.
What's that?
He says, Hargis Nefesh, the coin
Chavar. Oh, Bonis. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, correct. So, yeah, correct, 100%. So, this, of course, is very fascinating, right? Meaning, even though it's bonus, he's excluded from the CS Kapai. So, the question is, how do we understand that? So, here there are two things to point out. One is, you might just say, well, there's a Ptur Onesh, but there is a Maisa Veira. And therefore, he's Mufgam from the Tzias Kapai. However, there are two qualifications to make here. Number one is we're talking about Avodah Zarah. Right? So, the reason it's that we're, you know, that this halacha exists is partially because we're talking about Avodah Zarah, meaning, you know, that's one of the most chamor averos, and that's a tainting, tarnishing, you know, avera that very hard to shake off. But in addition to that, there's another characteristic of Avodah Zarah. Namely, Yakir, that may be relevant to our issue. Well, maybe, but maybe that's not the worst, that's not what I would start with anyway. Avram? It's one of the Gimel Averos of Yehoreg Val. Yeah, is that what you mean? Is that what you meant by Kiddush Hashem? I just don't want to say that it's Midin Kiddush Hashem yet. Okay, I'll explain what I mean in a minute. Meaning, this question whether Onus is considered to be a Maisa, and therefore also a Maisa Avera, right? So, when we say, you know, when you're confronted with a situation of Onus, so you have a Heter Pikuach Nefesh, right? So then, the question of whether or not this is just a Ptur Onshim and maybe even a Chiyuv of a Chaybaham, right? Or it goes further and we say it loses its status since it's not voluntary, you know, and it's not even considered a Maisa or a Maisa Veira, that's the issue that we're discussing, right? But if there's a Chiyuv of Yehoreg Val Yavor, Yischaiv Limsar Atzmo, so that raises the ante. There's no Heter Pikuach Nefesh. If there's no Heter Pikuach Nefesh, maybe that's the reason why there's not only, maybe that's the reason why in this particular case there is a Maisa Avera. So this becomes a very big question. In discussing whether or not Onus is considered a Maisa Avera, should you be Mechalek between the Gimel Averos or not? And here there's like a couple of issues. Number one, and we'll discuss this more when we get to Melidu Shulhu Da Onus Shari. Number one, let's say, Avachiv Mesirus Nefesh, right? Yehoreg Val Yavar. For Gilei Arayos, Shvichus Damim, Avodah Zarah. So what happens in Avar Velo Nerag? He's supposed to give up his life, but he doesn't. Right? I mean, we're not, we know what the halacha is, but obviously, this is like the biggest trial that this person. Not judging anybody, we understand why it's hard. Not just hard, right? So, Avar Velo Nerag, what's the din? So, some Rishonim the opinion that Avar Velo Nerag is Chayv Misa. That's why I wanted you to see, if you got a chance to see, Tosas in Sanhedrin, Ha'oved, again, we'll discuss this more when we get to Yehoreg Val Yavar, but Ha'oved Me'avo Me'ira, right? So they ask questions about Haman, right? So Tosus basically has two deos, whether or not im avar velo nerag is chayiv misa or not. That's the minority view in the Rishonim, but it's one day in Tosus. It's also the view of the Urayim. It's also the view of the Ramach It's also the view of Rab David Bonfil, quoted in the Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin, and Afayin Dalet. That's the main sugya of Yari Vayav. Right? So if you take the view that, meaning, there's a chiv Yari Vayav, but what about Onus Rachmana Patre, im Avar V'lo Nerak? Right? So there's a group of Rishonim that says, if there's no Heter Pikuach Nefesh, and there's a Chiyuv Yoharig V'al-Yabar, there's no Ulanar Olasasadavar either. There's no Onas Rachmana Patre, and Yechayiv Misa. Okay, if you take that view, which is a minority view in the Rishonim, but it is a view, then certainly you think, now, that means you generally hold that, now you have two options. You generally hold that Misa Ba'Ones Samisa, and this proves it? Because if Maisa Ba'onos was not a Maisa, how could you ever be Chayv Misa? Or, no, where there's no Heter, Pikuach Nefesh, and there's no Ptur, Onesh, right, in something like Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aroeis, and Shfichas Damim, where you're obligated, right, to step up and so on, so there, you know, in that circumstance, there's no, you know, ma'isa ba'ones lo shma ma'isa. But in other cases where there's a heter, or at least a p'tur, then we can raise the question again. That's the whole point is that, oh, under duress is not considered, you know, is it an objective question whether duress as opposed to volition is considered a ma'isa, or is it a legal question, namely, you know, your p'tur, you know, and going along is legitimate, so maybe it's not even a Maisa Avera. Right? Everybody with me? Okay. Now, the majority view is like the Rambam and the Ramban, and the other view of Tosis, which is that Ovar V'lo Nerag is Patur. And we do say, Rambam quotes us, Onas Rachmana Patra. But there's still a Chiyuv L'chatchila of Mesiras Nefesh. So this is the second level. So maybe it's still an open question, even though the Ptur Onesh part of Ones works, and there's a shame Ones. That's in the first view, you might say, well, there's no shame Ones. I mean, pragmatically, there's an Ones, but Al Pidin, there's no category called Ones in Gimel Averus. Right? Because not even Be'onesh, not even for the Onesh. Now we're admitting that there is a shame Ones, and that we do say Ones Rachmana Patre, well, now we'll assess a dollar. But the fact that there's also a chiyuv yaharig val yavar may dictate that what? That at least in these areas, there's a ma'isa avera. There's no heter pikuach nefesh. Then there's a ma'isa avera. Right? Or do we go even further and say that there's no ma'isa avera even here? How could we say that? There's no Maisa Vera. Where's the Yoharig Val Yavar coming from? Yaakov, so what do you think?
It's possible to read into the Gemara in Avodah
Zarah. What?
Is it possible to read into the Gemara in Avodah Zarah?
What do you mean? Well, we'll get to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in a minute, but possibly. But what? I'm asking a question. If you hold that Ones is not a Maisa Vera, we'll read the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in a minute,
okay.
And I'll give you the opportunity. You know.
Okay.
So, if you're welcome. If we take the view that Onus is not in the Maisa Avera, even in the Gimel Averos, so you're going to have a hard time explaining why it is that you're Chayev Limsar Satzmo. So what are you going to say about that?
Maybe it's possible to say that the Onus part didn't disappear, it was just overridden.
Let's say Onus Rachmana Patre on the Onish level. Fine, you don't get the Onish. But I'm saying, let's say we said even more. Let's say Onus is never a Maisa Avera. So how can you explain Yoharig Val Yavar? Why are you supposed to give up your life? As a perspective. Again, we're going to discuss this much more when we get to that other sugya, but
some,
you know what I'm
saying? Some type of
Excellent. So that's what I thought that Yakir was saying. Were you? Kind of?
Through all that.
Oh, okay. But that's the kivun. Meaning, this is the big question in Yoharig Val Yavar, which we'll discuss when we get to Gimel and Beis more, because it comes up in a bunch of these applications. Let's take it for the Gimel Averos to start with, and that is the Gimel Averos are Chayiv Yehorig Vayavor because of the Chumras HaAvera, right? And that surely, you know, impacts, or I'd say surely, very, very compellingly impacts, you know, how Ones interacts, you know, here specifically. Or no, the Chayiv Veloshi Yamutz Bahem and Ones Rachmana Patre basically applies to the Gimel Averos the same way that it applies to anything else. Applies to Shabbos. Shabbos is Chamor. Applies to a lot of things that are very Chamor. The thing is that what's unique about the Gimel Averos is that there's a Kiddush and Chilul Hashem problem. Remember, again, we'll talk about it in much more detail, but we won't talk about it exhaustively. Remember where the Rambam puts the Dinim of Yehorig Vayavor. Rabbi, where does the Rambam put the Dinim of Yehorig Vayavor? Perek Hei, Hilchos Yisodei Torah, in a chapter that begins with the famous statement, Kol, interesting phrase, Kol Beis Yisrael, right? Beis Yisrael. Kol Beis Yisrael Metzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem. That's the Rambam's chapter. The Yireim, by the way, and the Shulchan Aruch deal with the problems of Yehorig Vayavor and Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah in the Yireim, and in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in Yerideya. We'll talk about it. Okay. Right. Can something be a Chilul Hashem and trigger that kind of Mesiras Nefesh, even if its onus is not considered a Ma'isa Avera? Yes, because the whole idea of Kiddush and Chilul, getting back to what we just were discussing before, right, this question, whether Ones is considered a Ma'isa Avera, you certainly might be mechalek between a formal Ma'isa, right, where there's a rigid definition and a Hagdara with quotation marks, or a more impact, effect-oriented action. The whole point is that maybe this doesn't qualify for Avodah Zarah, right, or Gili Arayos, but the impact of Chilul Hashem, certainly that's an effect-oriented halacha. You know, that's why they say there's no Chazal say, you know, take some of the Rishonim take it more and some less seriously, that there's no tshuva for Chilul Hashem. Because it's not just a regular Ma'isa Aveira, right? It's the effect that it has on others. You can't take that back. You can do tshuva. Right, but how do you put the genie back in the bottle for the people who witnessed, you know, you know not stepping up the way you should? Okay. You also might be mechalek, I should add, and maybe that's what's going on a little bit in the Rambam, because Rambam speaks about Rotzeach, and the Rambam speaks about Avodah Zarah, but I might have been mechalek in the opposite direction, right? You might be mechalek in the Gimel Averos themselves in this issue. Obviously, my chazis the dama didach sumak tvei, right? Is that really just about how horrific murder is as a ma'isa avera, or it's impact oriented? He took this person's life. His tzelem elokim is gone. His olam mole has been destroyed. Right? Avodah Zarah is a more formal kind of an act, one would think. Gilui Arayos is a little bit in between because it's a Ma'isa Aveira with a certain Tsuras Aveira and a certain formalism, but it's also Shekeinene. So it's a little tricky. Anyways, this I think is a very critical issue. Should we learn from the Gimel Averos? Again, so if you take the view that all Gimel Averos are in Kiddush Hashem, you might have the luxury of saying Ones is not a Ma'isa Aveira at all. There's no Avodah Zarah, there's no Gili Arayos, there's no Shvichos Damim here. If you take the view that there is, so then the question is, maybe there's no Shem Ones, and then there shouldn't be the Ptur Ones either, or maybe there's a Ptur Ones, but the very fact that there's a Chi of Mesiras Nefesh highlights that there is a Ma'isa Aveira, Ba'ones, but you can't extrapolate from here, right, to the other cases. Okay. So the Nesias Kapayim, from one point of view, since it's talking about a case of Avodah Zarah, you might look at it from that point of view. Maybe that's why the Rambam is acknowledging here that there kind of is a Maisa Avera. Oh. Okay. There might be another issue. And that is that Nesias Kapayim, just like what I said about Vidui, similar idea. And that is that maybe Nesias Kapayim isn't about whether or not, you know, formally did a Maisa Avera. Right? People say, oh, Nesias Kapayim, you know, it's Bi'ahava. You know, why don't we do Nesias Kapayim in Chutz La'aretz Bizmanenu? You know, why did the Groz, you know, Beis HaKnesses burn down? You know, when he tried to institute it? If indeed, maybe the idea is that anything that, you know, is not Bi'ahava or that is Mitzuraf to the Totza'a of Avodah Zarah, even a pe'ula, not a ma'isa, or even a cheftza, you know, shell of Avodah Zarah, you know, not even a ma'isa of Avodah Zarah, that's enough for Nesias Kapayim. So that would be the other approach. Okay. Yeah. So this question, especially the one about the Gibel Averos, who did I say was going to read Avodah Zarah? Yaakov. Okay. So let's look at the Gemara quickly in Avodah Zarah, because this is really seems to be exactly what the Gemara there is talking about. And it's just very acute to see in the... We're not going to go through all the Rishonim here, but, you know, at least a quick in and out. Where is this?
In the Amram.
Yeah. So the Gemara's talk says what?
Tana, never shalo, also shal chaver amotar, or amin.
Wait. Where did you start from? Oh, yeah, sorry, correct. Yeah. Very good. Correct. Okay, so the Gemara thinks it's something completely different. Right? So it's a kubase. He basically, somebody, you know, forces him, right, to do an act of Avodah Zarah. Correct?
Yeah.
And the question is, does the object become a nevad? Okay, so maskiflorim zera. So this is great because there are two questions. What does this mean, right? We want to know whether this is a chefta shel nevad. And what's Rava answering? Onas rachmana pat. I'm sorry, maskiflorim. What's Rav Zera asking? From onas rachmana patre, right? So, is that a good question? Is that a fair question?
I mean, is he asking, does it apply at all, or is he saying?
We want to know whether there's a shame nevad here,
right,
with the consequences therefrom. Right. And the Rambam Bechomer is saying, how can it be a shame nevad?
Right.
On a Shachmana Patre.
He's implying that on a Shachmana Patre would take away the shame nevad, which
yeah.
Would be true.
And the question is, why is that true? Because you pashtus, you would think that the Shem Neva depends whether there was a Maisa Avodah Zarah or maybe whether there's a Cheftza Shel Avodah Zarah. This is where what I said before becomes particularly important, because Nevad, right, focuses on whether or not the object of the Avodah Zarah is stigmatized as a get a shame Avodah Zarah. Right? So that's one question. And Odes Rachmana Pache Lenar Lasasa Davar is a question of Onshim. So is the Gemara suggesting that the Shem Neva depends on Onshim? Or is the Gemara suggesting that Olnar L'Sasa Davar and Onas Rachmana Patre isn't just a Ptur Onshim, it's Hafkas Maisa Avera, and maybe even Hafkas Chefza Shal Avera? Right? Hard to know. But this is certainly what's going on. And of course, the fact that this is the same line that's quoted in the Darim on Chav Zayin Omen Aleph, right in the beginning of our Onas B'Tanai Sugya, is critical. That's why we're doing this. Right? Okay. So what does... It's hard to know how to read this Gemara. Go ahead. Elam Arava. So here is Mechalek between Tzina and Farhesia. Rava says, since Befarhesia... Right, you're chayiv, yehari v'yavar, right? So therefore, it's a nevad. Wow. That's what it seems to say, anyway. First of all, this sugya seems to say that the chiyuv yahari gvayavar and avodah zarah only applies bifarhasya, not betzina. Okay. So that's a big issue which we're not going to touch right now, because that's very important. When we do a little bit of yahari gvayavar and gimel amud beis, we'll get back to this. But that's a big problem. But in addition to that, what's going on here? Onus Rachamana Patre? The answer is no. Bifarhesya Yochayev Limsar Atzmo. So this idea that we talked about before, that whenever there's a chi of Mesiras Nefesh, that could affect, right, the impact of Ones, whether it's in terms of Ones or in terms of Maisaveh or in terms of Chet Shalaveh, seems to be what the Gemara is talking about here. Right? Okay. But it's not 100% clear how we're going with it. So what does Tosa say about it?
So Tosa tries to explain what the machlokas is exactly.
Exactly. Tema.
Yeah. Tema. My kafaret. Need to pass me misa b'di'evet. Mikol makom lechatchila uchayev l'msarat v'lemisa.
Yeah. So Tosa's taking the view, you know, like the majority view of Tosa's and the Rambam and the Ramban and so on, against that other smaller group, that when you have a chi of mesiras nefesh, there's still a p'tur, onesh, right, of onus rachmana patre. But Tosa says, who cares? That's on the Onish level. There's still a Maisa Veira, the Haraya that you're supposed to give up your life. If you're supposed to give up your life, there should be a shame Nevad. Right? Okay, that's the assumption. In Cain. Even though, again, not everybody agrees with that, but okay. Ooh, so what's he saying? Maybe there's no chiyu mesiras nefesh even, if you hold onus rachmana patre.
Yeah.
Now, is there some way to revise that a little bit? I think so. Meaning, maybe what we could say is you're chayiv limsar atzmecha, but maybe the machayiv is kiddush v'chilul Hashem. Not avodah zarah. That's right. So if you have a chiyuv b'toras kiddush v'chilul Hashem, that doesn't mean there's a shame nevad. Right? There might be a chiyuv. We'll get to this when we get to it. But some rishonim think that if you know there's a sugya in avodah zarah, you know, with a guy very hungry, he's a hungry guy, and he somebody drops food in front of the big idol, you know, in the middle of town. Right? So in order to survive, he's got to, you know, bend down and pick up the food, and people from afar are going to think that he's being over to avodah zarah. In other words, what is the din of Maris Ayin shel avodah zarah? So 2 days in the Ran, some of the Shonim say, some days in the Ran say, it's Yehari Vayavar. It's not substantive avodah zarah, right? But it isn't. But somebody who doesn't know, it's a chilul Hashem of avodah zarah, right? So, would that create a shame nevad? That's an interesting question. When we get to, I think maybe chilul Hashem is like a very unique halacha, and it may uncover, you know, the base thing too. It's not just a separate independent chiyuv. That's my personal theory. I'll try to develop that when we get to a little bit the lidush bu. But Pashtus, let's keep that idea away for the moment. What you could have said was, you have a chiyuv limsar satzmecha, but maybe it's midin kiddush v'chilul Hashem. So what's I can't do with a nevad? Right?
In theory, that would be enough. Exactly what you said, though.
Yeah. Dim kain, v'afilu chatchila ein limsar atzmecha, dim kain, my raya, maisi milanara l'sasa davar, adarabba. Go ahead.
Adarabba, v'nei yolfin on the chiyuv limsar atzmo.
Okay, you could skip that, actually. What is the answer in the end?
Near the Rabbi Yitzchak?
Yeah.
The first to be in a reserve of Rava, lo plige behold the chachila chayav limsar atzmo.
Everybody agrees.
Rizero Achiparch. Onus Rachmana Patre, Diebet, the Chsiv, Ulanaro Latasa Dover. Viafagav Shish Lolim Sar Atzmo. Right. So ain't less or Bishtachavaso.
Meaning, there's no Onesh, right? There is a Chiyuv, and the question is, what about Neva? That's the debate. And Rava?
Rava, Mesik de Hol Uferhes Yachai Blum Sar Atzmo. Avodoskochavim Karinave.
So this is the question. Now it happens to be tricky because this Gemara happens to think that Avodah Zarah is only Befarhesia, not Betzina. So anyways, everything is tilted a little more over to the Kiddush Hashem and not the Avodah Zarah side of things. But let's leave that aside for the moment. I'm going to get back to that when I want to prove my other point, my theory. But the point here is that what you might say is when we say Lenaro Lesasadav Ronos Rachmana Patre, if we're saying there's a Ptur, Onesh, but there is a Maisavera, right? Or are we saying that there's a Hafkas Maisavera and all there is Kiddush Vechil Lashem? Or if we say there's Kiddush Vechil Lashem, that's my theory, does that bring you back somehow? Does Kiddush Vechil Hashem somehow bring you back to the original Maisavera? But then these are more of an explanation. So, in the end of the day, it's very unclear. Rav Belvel has a piece in Hilchos Avodah Zarah where he argues that the Shem Nevad depends not on Maisa Avera, but on Onesh. Rav Belvel says, if you are Patur, when you're Oved Avodah Zarah, then there's no Shem Nevad. That's a big chiddush. One could have thought that the relationship between Nevad, right, and everything is exactly the opposite, like I said before. What you might say is, there's not a Maisa Avera Mitzad HaGavra, but Mitzad HaChefza, somebody did an Avodah Zarah. It was an act of Avodah Zarah. We just don't attribute it to him. It's not in his personal record. So what emerges is different views about what Neva depends on. Does Neva depend on Onesh? Does Neva depend on Chetzah Shel Aveira? Or does Neva depend on Maisa Aveira? And partly this whole discussion, this whole Shaka Vitaria, is a discussion whether Onesh is considered a Maisa Aveira of Avodah Zarah or not. But, as I said before, it could be that whatever you say, if you take the view that there is a Maisa Aveira in the Gimel Aveiros, you might say that's still unique to Gimel Averos, right? It doesn't prove anything about non-Gimel Averos issues. Okay, let's continue. What about the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin? Yaakov, since you're on a roll. Perek Chaf and Sefer Mitzvos, did you get a chance to look at that?
Oh, we did, yeah.
What's there?
He says that it's the pasuk.
What is it? Perek Chaf Halacha Beis? Is that what it is?
Jonathan's nodding. So
you give a sefer mitzvos. What's that say?
Reish Sadi.
Reish Sadi Dal.
Yeah. So Perek Chaf Halacha Beis. The Rambam says what? Same Halacha Beis. Kol mi she'asa davar shechayav nalav misas bezdin beones ein bezdin bemisin also. What's that? The din of Onus Rachmana Patre. Lenaro Lesasadav. Vafilo hoye mitzuva shehoreg v'al yavor. This is the Rambam also repeats in Perek Hei Hilchos Hisari HaTorah. I forget what halacha, but halacha dalid, halacha hei, something like that. Same thing. Even when there's a chiv yehoreg v'al yavor, afal pi, now here, tricky. Shechila les Hashem, why does he add that? Ho v'hu onus eino nerag. Shenamro Lenaro Lesasadav. Zuas hor lebezdin shalay onshu ha'onos. Now the next halach is ki en kishu elamidas, but that's a different story. What's the tricky thing in the Rambam here? Zuas hor lebezdin shalay onshu ha'onos. There's an azhara, bezdin has a lav addressed to bezdin, they're not allowed to implement onshim in a case of onus. So this is what the Rambam also quotes in Reish Sadi Dalid, right? Very consistent. And the Ramban there, Yaakov says?
The Ramban says that...
Ramban disagrees. Ramban says you should not count it. Why?
It's because it's not as much a lav on Bastin as it is absorbed from the
He says it's a metzius. Anybody have language open of Ramban? Shlomo, you have it? What? No? Shua? Anybody have a language of it? Adam?
Did the Ramban explicitly say something on this, or do people quote it?
Say it again? Does the Ramban what?
It's in the
Sfar. I got my answer, thank
you. What? Oh, you got your answer? Okay. You got your answer, I didn't even get the question. I feel cheated, but okay. Who has the language of the Ramban? Ellie, you have it?
1 second.
Jason? Nobody has?
It's very hard to find online, because like in the Sefer it says, oh, and the Ramban also mentions on Amrish Sadi Dalit. But if you look online, it's not Amrish Sadi Dalit.
Right.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
Well, who says that it is Amrish Sadi Dalit? I did.
You did, but you're because in the physical editions it says that it's Amrish Sadi Dalit.
It
is.
On
the online editions.
It's not?
Like, there's no such thing as something Amrish Sadi Dalit.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I found.
That's peculiar. I mean, in the paper ones there is.
Yeah, they stick it all together.
But stick what all together?
A lot of different mitzvahs and sagos, a lot of different mitzvahs, they stick together under one.
Oh.
So I'm looking at Reish Sadi right now. I'm seeing
here. Which one's Reish Sadi? I think that's another good one. That's a Shnei Edim one? Okay, but who saw it? Well, what's the thrust of it? Gabe. It's a fact. Right? So we're not sure exactly what the Ramban means, but let's start with the Rambam. So there's an Azhara on Bezin not to be manish, somebody who does a Maisa Bonas? That's a little strange, isn't it? I mean, he didn't do anything. Maybe there's a Chefza Shel Aveira. If you didn't do a Maisa Aveira, then you have to tell Bezdin, be careful, don't give him an Onesh. Right? If he did a Maisa Aveira, but there's a Ptur Onesh, but even then you might say, well, it's interesting, there are two ways to look at that too. He did a Maisa Aveira, right? So there's a Ptur Onesh because what? Because there's no basis for an Onesh? Because to be Chayv an Onesh, there has to be some volition, there has to be some act of will, some Bechira. That's a sine qua non for making him worthy of being Nanash. Who said a Maisa Aveira alone? It's an interesting philosophical ad hoc question, right? Just because you have a Maisa Aveira, so you need to tell Bezdin, you know, be careful, don't be manish him. He did a Maisa Aveira, but he didn't do it Beratzon. Beratzon is a sine qua non. Oh, if you want to say it's a kind of a chasa ha-Torah, that he's patur, meaning he did a Maisa Aveira, right? Really, a Maisa Aveira alone should be a basis for an onesh, even without Bechira, even without Ratzon, right? However, Torah is very, exhibits Rachmanus. Okay. So then you want to say, but it's Bezdin, exhibit Rachmanus. Across the board, we don't mean in each individual case. I mean, there's some sense that there's something worthy of being punished here, but if you take the view that there's no Maisa Aveira at all, as I say, or even if there is a Maisa Aveira, but it's still, there's no basis for an Onesh, you have to address that to Bezdin as one of the mitzvos. Yeah.
Maybe because he emphasizes Avokish Achil as Hashem. Maybe one
of the thought. Oh, excellent.
Hashem,
exactly. Read the language of the Ram again. Yeah. So the question is, even the Rambam, it goes back to what I said a second ago. Is this, would the Rambam have said this if there weren't the cases of Chil Hashem, of Yehari Vayavar? This is the only reason that the Rambam is counting this, because in the Gibel Averos, right, whether it's because of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aroos, and Shrichas Tamim, or Kiddush Hashem, which kind of revives Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aroos, and Shrichas Tamim, my idea that I'll explain, right? So though, because of that, so the Rambam is saying, there is Chil Hashem here. And maybe there's even Avodah Zarah Gilui Aroz and Shfichas Damim, or one leads and uncovers the other. And therefore, there's a din. You have to tell Beis Din, in these cases, right? And what are you going to say? That there's no basis for an onish? There's a basis for an onish, right? Because he was supposed to give up his life, right? A newer phone there, right? You know, the Verizon, they get you one way or another. Different Negan, right? What's that?
The phone is the buy, it's still on the phone, though?
I don't know. It's a good question. The question is whether it's a kumvase or a sheval tasa. But, yeah. So that's the question. Is the Rambam's shita even? Is Rama emphasizing the Gimel Averis to tell you even then this p'tur of a Pisheshkin Lashem? Or is the emphasis of Gimel Averis what justifies this lav to begin with? Okay. But either way, and the Ramban. So the Ramban will either tell you that there is no Maisa Avera, right? Or the Ramban will tell you that even if there's a Maisa Avera, it's still not a tzivui to Beis Din not to implement the onish. You don't implement the onish because it's not chasa rachmana, or if there is chasa rachmana. Chasa rachmana defines, you know, the wherewithal of onshim. It's not a special p'tur. Yet it happens that the Ramban happens to be the person who in Mechamos and Sanhedrin really formulates the Gimel Averos, at least, as Chumras Averos. Ramban says the Chai Ben Lo Shemetz Behem just doesn't apply to these Gimel Averos. So for him, unlike the Rambam, in other words, where it's a little bit, you know, tricky, we'll get to it. In the Rambam, as I said, deals with Gimel Averos in Hilchos Asori HaTorah. You know, you might argue that, you know, it's all about Kiddush Mechilat Hashem, or what Kiddush Mechilat Hashem accomplished then, after the fact. For the Ramban, Ramban says, well, these are just Averos Chamuros, which don't have a Heter Pikuach Nefesh. So it's interesting that, you know, nonetheless, the Ramban doesn't think that it's appropriate to count this mitzvah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because it's very well with the Ramban's comment on the Gemara, where he says the Moshe Gemara is that there really is a shame by some. That's the reason why you have to fight out
of it's because there's a Maisa Avodah Zarah here.
Is it relevant?
Yeah, absolutely. The Ramban, the Ritva, in Avodah Zarah. We'll get to them, hopefully, when we do that other sugya. Okay, so in terms of this issue, as you can see, there's a lot to talk about. So let me also just mention very quickly, so there's a Tshuva the Rivash, which I'm not going to go into details of, but it's good to look at, and there's a whole literature associated with this. You know, in the post-converso, we don't call them Moranos anymore. So, in the post-converso era, you know, what about people who, you know, who underwent Shmad? I mean, didn't meet the challenge of Yehoreg Vayavar. You know, what is their status? You know, vis-a-vis all sorts of things. Stam Yenam. So, in that context, Rivash has a discussion again. What the status of Gimel Averis Ba'onas is, and in general, what the status of Onas is. Similarly, the Achronim discuss the question in an opposite direction, really interesting also, that is in terms of mitzvos. Right, just like, again, getting back to the parallel, just like there's Misasek B'mitzvos discussion in the Rishonim, or in the Gemara in the Rishonim, so too there's a discussion in some of the Achronim about Onas B'mitzvos. Well, in a way, actually, in the Gemara. One of the cases. Kafo Parsia. Right, the Gemara says that you might be Mechalek, Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Kes, you might be Mechalek between Tkia Shofar and Achilas Matzah in the topic of Davar, in the topic of Mitzvos Tzrichos Kavan. The Gemara says, even if you hold that, you know, when it comes to Matzah, that Kafo Parsia Mir Yotze, when it comes to shofar, mitzvos, tzrichos, kavana. Because the Torah says, zichron, trua. And in the case of matzah, it says, you have to eat matzah v'ka'achal. Oh, So the question is, what is that chiluk? And the Rambam seems to hold that chiluk halacha. Gemara had it as Ahava Mina, but as the Ran points out, it seems like the Rambam paskin that way. Okay. So the question is, what is that all about? So some people think it has to do with, you know, mitzvah sukkas kavana, b'mitzvah shmiya, you know, things of that sort. Rashi, certainly there, Alatar, starts quoting like Misasek b'chalav marayas, shekei nene. Basically, he's comparing, you know, Misasek b'achilas matzah, the mitzvah side, to Misasek on the Avera side, and saying whatever the shekei nene, then, you know, that's considered a maisa. So that's an interesting issue and question in general, right? Is the required mitzvah srichas kavana, that's, you know, the equivalent of kind of dover shenu miskave, and what about maisa she mitzvah she asa be'ones, right? What is its status? So again, you might say that it's a parallel question, but you can be mechalik. First of all, the formalism of a maisa mitzvah and the formalism of a maisa beira, you know, might be different. But either way, it's a parallel kind of an issue. The more you think, obviously, ones is command the low ovid in general, then, you know, you'd have to work hard to be mechalek between mitzvos and averos. If you think that, you know, ones rakamana patril narul sasadover is just a patur onesh, and there's always a maisa beira, well, then there's a maisa mitzvah too. How much credit schar you deserve, you know, parallel to how much onesh you deserve, is a different question. But that there is a maisa mitzvah, you know, presumably would be beyond question. Could you be mechalik, you know, between how much rotzon you need for an aver, how much rotzon you need for a mitzvah? Definitely could. Anyways, the Asfund Arais, or Yosef Engel, has a whole piece on this question, the question of onus in mitzvahs. Okay, so these are some of the issues, whether hana would be different, whether, you know, kumbase shebal taisa would be different, as we discussed. You know, whether or not a physical action would be different than a formal action. Is tanai a physical action, or is tanai a formal action? That gets back to the achriti issue, the way that we understand tanai as well. Okay, so that's the onus part that I wanted to speak of. So in just to finish it off, in a way, you know, you have the parallel to the Gemara Avodah Zarah in the Darim. And the question is very much how you read that Shalka Bataria. David, if you don't mind. Just read, if you don't mind, reading the Gemara quickly in the Darim Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. So two things just to point out very quickly. Yeah, go ahead. You know, for the Mishnah, just quickly. Yeah, so what's going on? Mishnah says that, well, Mishnah's talking about what? David?
If you make a neder.
He makes a neder, and it turns out he made a straightforward neder, and there's an onus that's interfering with the viability of this neder, or with the kiyum of this neder. And the question is that considered a violation of his neder or not? Right? So this is parallel. That's the Mishnah. Okay, then comes the Gemara. Read the Gemara first a minute.
How o Gavra. He
makes a Tanai. He says, I'm giving up my rights if I don't show up in 30 days. Yeah. So Rav Huna basically says, he said it. We don't care why he didn't make it back. I mean, the onus... Ain't onus, but tanai, basically. Right? So what's fascinating, even before you get further than this, is that the Gemara is assuming, seemingly, that you should equate neder and tanai. Right, David? Right? Because the Mishnah is talking about neder, and the Gemara is talking about tanai. But, is that so obvious? Maybe not. Do we understand the kasher? Sure. We're weighing whether or not, you know, ones, you know, is considered, you know, to be you know, extenuating circumstances or not. I said that in a very broad way, meaning whether onus is a maisa, whether onus, you know, is a, you know, factors in terms of umdana. Okay, fine. So, you know, we're interested in parallels. That's what we just spent the last couple of hours talking about different parallels, right? So, mitzvos and averos and tanaim and nadarim, fine. But if there are going to be chilukim, especially if what I said before is correct, there could be several chilukim. Number one, right, you always have to try to figure out the maisa that we're dealing with or the setup, how formal is it, how pragmatic is it? Right, the more pragmatic it is, the more we don't care about onus. The more formal it is, you might say maisa ba'onus lo shma, maisa. That's on one level. But even on an umdana level, you might be mechalik. For example, Tanai, as we've just been discussing, has the factor of Tanai mil sachriti to think about. But you might say, you know what, Tanai is always extraneous to the maisa. So maybe in the end of the day, ironically, the question of onus b'tanai, you know, has less impact because it's a technicality. It's not really the das anyway. But neder, there are no two things that are linked. It's the chalos, integrated chalos neder, A. B, you might think that neder has an even higher or more sensitive threshold of das than a tanai. Right? Neder and shvua, ha'adam b'shvua. Right? That it should be piv libo shavin. You know, it's a yitzira, it's a hafla. So both the formalism of it and the sensitivity, like, ooh, yeah, but he has to really be committed. Like the level of commitment level, the Ritva says this in a bunch of places, you know, the level of commitment and das in Adarim, ha'adam b'shvua, defies the regular dinim. So it's just interesting that the Gemara, you know, at least it's muskal rishon, is to link the two. Tanai and neder, same topic. Okay? In any case, Omar le Rava. So this, as we now even appreciate much more, David, right, is a sensational line. Meaning, for the Ran, for, you know, a bunch of other people who think that everything is about mind reading, you know, one would have thought that you don't quote on the Sorkhmana Patre or Nalar Sasadovar here. You should just say, you know, Kai Gavna, you know, Loit Kavain, not in the Tnai, not in the Neder, right? By saying, we seem to be formalizing both on the Ones side and on the Tanai and the Darim side. Again, I suggested the other day there's a way to break this, even in the Havamina. You might say, oh, if the Halacha recognizes Pteronshim, or maybe even more that Havkos, Vaisavera, so surely on the Umdana level, this is a kind of a tos, or it's implicit, and whatever. I don't reject that. But it isn't the simple reading of the Gemara. Right? When the Gemara quoted Onus Rachmana Patre in Avodah Zarah to say, ooh, there's no Nevad here, it's Onus Rachmana Patre. Right? That had nothing to do with Umdanas. Right? The Gemara was saying it's either Onesh is a prerequisite for Nevad, right? Or they were saying the Onesh proves that there's no Maisa Veira. If there's no Maisa, or Maisa Ba'ones, there's no Maisa Ba'ones, there's no Nevad. So here too, but Pashtus, the Gemara is saying, ooh, neder, tanai, you know, that just depends formally whether maisa ba'ones, shma maisa, and pashtus is that it's not, right? The question is, what about the next line? Go ahead. The chitema. Yeah. So when the Gemara says v'chitema katala shaini, what did they have in mind? So just if you're reading the Gemara, the easiest way to explain the Gemara would be to say what? Avram? V'chitema katala shaini, meaning? Chaim?
That there is a really long time to
No. Definitely not Shkiach. You wouldn't say that. I mean, what would you say? The best thing to say, Ellie. So did it onshim, but that doesn't mean there's no ma'is avera. And Tznai and Neder, we're not worried about onshim. We're worried about whether or not it's a hagdaras, kiyum or bitol, a Tznai or kiyum or bitol a Neder. That's exactly what we're saying. Right? Just like in the, that might be what the Gemara is saying in Avodah Zarah. You might be saying, you're right. There's a p'tur, but that doesn't mean that there's no ma'is avera or heftashal avera. So here too. What's fascinating is that that's not exactly what either the Rashi, let's say Al-Attar, or the Ran Al-Attar say. Okay, what do they say? Anybody see? Well, the Ran I told you to look at for sure. Josh? What? You got a chance? Kevin? Asher? You got a chance? Shai? Yeah, either one. They're different. I want to, both of them, but... What do you think of that? Is it that? Is he saying there's a difference between Onesh and Ma'is Avera? Between Onesh and Ma'is Avera?
You can understand it that way, right? You can say that once you claim to is only going to hold up the claim in court, then you're honest and defend yourself.
Say that again?
You can read it like that.
You think so? I don't. I would love to read it that way. I just don't think that that's what it means. That's my preferred reading of the Gemara. I think it's the pashtus of the reading of the Gemara. In a Katala context. So maybe, is the Ran saying, listen, when you do a formal Misa, the kind of thing that warrants a death penalty, so in that kind of thing, we say Ones, come on, the law of it. But not when you do a lesser kind of a Misa, because ironically, when you do a lesser Misa, it doesn't have quotations around it. So it's a more physical Misa. Right? Maybe, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the Ran is saying. But something, he's saying something different than we would expect. What does Rashi say? Or whoever it is. It's not really Rashi, but what he says something also even more sensational in a way.
Right?
Maybe it's only a p'tur, Misa, and not even a p'tur in other things. I mean, who cares about p'turim? We're interested in Maisim here. But it's also just interesting that then the p'tur is certainly not because of a lack of Misa. It's his way, it's like, maybe it's a bit of a reductio and absurd, like it's a culture game, meaning, what are you telling me, onus rachmana patre here? Meaning, you're trying to introduce that this is a compromised Misa, right, and therefore it has impact on Neder and Tanai. Barely, there's a p'tur Misa, and that's because of chas rachmana. But Misa onus is a Misa, except it's sensational that he thinks that you'd be mechalik between Onesh, and Malkus, not? Right? But certainly he thinks it's a Ma'is Aveira, that's for sure. What I'm saying is the Ran, I'm not sure what he's saying. Is he saying, oh, there's no Ma'is Aveira here because it's that kind of a Ma'isa. It's a Ma'isa which will be Mechayiv Misa. But in a Ma'isa which is a Mechayiv Misa, maybe that kind of Ma'isa it is. I'm not sure. Either way, I don't think either of those is the simple reading of the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara is, there's a p'tur onesh, but there is a but ma'isa bonus is a ma'isa. Okay. Now the question is, when the Gemara then goes on and says, "Well, the Rava ma'ishna mehaditznan, erezah gitach mi'achshav," and so on, and brings in our Gemara. So is the Gemara saying, "So don't be doche onus rachmana patre"? We're back to that. You could have, but it's wrong. Or is the Gemara saying, "You don't need to get back to that. That's wrong." But nonetheless, onus is impactful because everything is about umdana. It's hard to know when the Gemara basically, continues on, what's it based on? So if you look at the Ran in the Darim, Shai, what impression do you get in the whole sugya? Umdana, or this is about the Hagdara of Maisim and... What?
I don't recall.
Okay, well, already from the Mishnah, The Ran speaks about das. Shelo olal daito leser nekasav al kavero lo yochalimo elikashi yuchal lavo b'lo ones b'lo yavo kol shenenas ksas kigon shechala b'no v'lava daito. Similarly, when he continues on in the sugya, kiven shchiach tuva v'las nuye. Basically, Havale Lasnuye, in the end of Dimamasu Kitema Katali Shiny, the whole Ran basically never comes back, the Gemara never comes back to Onas Rachmana Patre. Right? The Rush, I should add, we're trying to explain Rava and who was the other one? Rav Huna. The Rush has an interesting suggestion. I don't think I told you to look at the Rush, so that's not your responsibility. But the Rush says, "V'chi tema katala shayni d'chsid v'shafto edo v'yitzilo eda katala midi de'asi mimela v'lo mistaber lanosh ala ones kirotzon aval zeh shehisne v'lo pirish v'lo ikvas ones gomar v'yasni b'chol inyon." So the Rush, interesting. Number one, it sounds like he reads at least that part of the Gemara about the distinction between Maisim and Onesh, that part. But then he's trying to explain that maybe the discussion of the Gemara really is what is the relationship between Nadarim and Tanayim. And then maybe when it comes to Nadarim, we're more sensitive because, again, you need Pivalibo Shavim, or what I'm adding, Ha'adam Bishvua. But maybe not in Tanayim. So again, there's an interesting, the Nesivas has this idea in Simon Nun Hay. I don't know if you guys get to the Nesivas and the Reb Chaim and the Onus B'Yom Achron or not. Okay, so I'll take a couple minutes on that when I come back, but it'll be really, really fast. The first year back will be mostly about the, you know, Divrei Sofer, but I just want to fill in a couple of little things. But give me another two, 3 minutes. Yeah.
Maybe just clarify
how he's reading that
Rush? How he's reading? The Rush?
How am I reading
the
Rush?
How from the Rush are we seeing a distinction between the
Dharma and the Rush? I thought he said it. According to one Mandarma and the Gemara.
Is it
supposed to be? Did he say it? Avozesh, Velo Pirish. Oh, is it the next one? The next one. I'm jumping the gun a bit. Harelo Nidre Onsen, Alma Ones Ma'aket Koldavar. I'm sorry. Bravhuna Savar, Vadai Beneder Be'inan Depiv Velibo Shavin. So, A is machalic between, in that line of the Gemara, between Onesh and Maisavera. But then the next line is to say, oh, so maybe this is the issue. So the Nesivas, there's a big discussion in the poskim, what is the din of ones b'yom achron? Which means, let's say the guy said, im lo basi ad lamed yom, right? So let's say, for 29 days, he could have come and gone as he pleased. The bridge was up, right? But he's a procrastinator, he left it to the last day, and on the last day, there's an ones. But till the last day, he could have come. It's not like the bridge has been down for 30 days. So what's the halacha? That's an interesting question, right? What is the din of ones b'yom achron? So let's make a couple of minutes when I come back on that. Just a few minutes. So I think the Nesivas in Simon Nun Hay says, to answer up some of the stiras, says, well, maybe in Nedarim, ones b'yom achron is not a neder. I mean, we don't implement the neder. But in Tanai, onus b'yom achron, it's not enough. That onus is not enough to change the dynamic, to change the setup onus. Okay, interesting. Either way, even though the Rishonim Alatar here in the Darim mostly assumed that when the Gemara, rejected the Chitema and so on, right, they didn't go back to onus rachmana patre, they instead opted for Umdana, as we know, Rashi and the Meiri on our sugya do quote Onus Rachmana Patre, And that's very significant. Okay, we still have to talk about a little bit the Meiri, because there's some of the Shonos there. But we'll leave it for now. Okay, so just when I come back, just a couple of minutes on Onus Yom Achron, I want to speak a little bit. I also want to speak about, maybe I should try to do that quickly. Okay, I'll leave before I come back. There are just a couple of things I want to speak about. Onus Yom Achron, and I want to speak about the Gosh Maimonios thinks that the Rambam paskins that Yesh Onus Bitnai. Right, that's the Rambam's Pesach in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud. But for some reason, the Agos Mamunios' quotation of the Smag, he says that the Rambam is based on the Gonim and the Yerushalmi. So this bothered a lot of the Mefarshim. Why not just say it's based on the Gemara Nadarim, and it's based on the Gemara in Ksuvas? Right? Moreover, actually there seems to be a discrepancy between the Rambam Pesach and Rabbi Yochanan, who we paskin like, in the Yerushalmi. Right, we know ways to get out of that, but to say that the Rambam is based on the Yerushalmi is a little strange. Okay, so I want to address that issue very quickly, meaning the Shach, the Bach, the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef, etc. I think that's what we didn't discuss so far. And I want to speak about Onus Yom Achron. Is there anything else I didn't speak about in the chorus that I gave? What? Reb Chaim is part of the Onus Yom Achron.
There's a graph in the stencils.
What?
There's a graph in the stencils.
In the stencils? Yeah. Did I give you that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but that's on Onus Yom Achron. Okay. So those two things I want to speak about briefly when I come back. Again, I'm sorry that I have to be away for a week, but it's in a good cause. But make sure you're really prepared for Divrei Sofer and Menafkinu, because I really want to move quickly so we can, these topics are just amazing topics, but we really want to get through a lot of them. So we are going to go much more, we'll have to go more quickly, but try to do them justice. Okay, so I wish you all a good week and a happy Thanksgiving. Right? What?
I saw on the Rambam's. What's the point of the series? Bella being a copy of Rose. Says that it's part of the group, even though maybe there's nobody to have a run. Probably those ones. I would say, yeah, I could do that.